I very much welcome the opportunity to update the House on my recent visit to Lebanon. A central focus of that visit on the 26th of March was my meetings with the Lebanese Minister for Foreign Affairs and the Lebanese Minister for Defence. At those meetings, my first with both, I left the ministers in no doubt with regard to the absolute determination of the Irish government in ensuring that those responsible for Private Rooney's death are brought to justice. As I've said during my meetings with both, I raised in the strongest terms our deep frustration at the slow pace of proceedings before the Lebanese military tribunal concerning those charged with Private Rooney's killings. I made it clear that the lack of progress is causing enormous distress, particularly for the family of Private Rooney, and we're mindful of the independence of Lebanon's judicial system, but I did reiterate that it's now essential to see real movement and real accountability, given the delays in the trial to date. I also noted the postponement of the most recent hearing of the trial on the 12th of February, with the next one now not scheduled until the 17th of September. Lebanese ministers did acknowledge the seriousness of the case. They assured me of the commitment of the new Lebanese government in bringing the perpetrators to justice. They also took the opportunity to express their condolences to the family of Private Rooney and to Ireland, and to their appreciation for Ireland's long-standing commitment to peacekeeping through UNIFIL. I conveyed to both ministers our strong sense of frustration, and I also formally handed over a letter to the Lebanese Minister of Foreign Affairs, further underlining the importance of seeing urgent and concrete progress in relation to that.